This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Apparently we had a hate group in town over the weekend. That's fun. The Patriot Front apparently seen marching through parts of Kansas City over the weekend. Video from witnesses captured nearly 100 masked men emerging from the cargo holds of three box trucks.
What?
And then they were U-Hauls. And then proceeded to march near the World War I Museum on Saturday.
Don't look suspicious.
What? Okay, if you're so proud of your hatred, why are you wearing a mask?
Why are you piling into box trucks? Why not just drive your own vehicle with your license plate on it?
Because then everybody knows who you are.
You know, there's at least one op-ed today saying we need to ban the mask now. How far and in a big old giant circle we have come.
No, how do you do that?
Let's be honest. If you are not very, very old and infirm, only two types of people wear masks. The marching through the streets racist and a bank robber.
Well, but
that's
I saw over the weekend, I was at some store, I think it was a grocery store, and I saw a woman probably, I couldn't see her whole face, so my guess is in her 50s, and she was wearing a mask. What if somebody is highly susceptible to airborne illnesses?
We should sell masks to people with very specific medical conditions that on the mask it just says not a bank robber or racist. Then you would know those people were just people that were sick.
Landscapers, painters.
Painters, that's a good one.
Asbestos mitigation folks.
Doctors, nurses.
Well, that goes without saying. If you're wearing scrubs.
Well, you can go buy scrubs at 95th and Metcalf. They've got the scrub hub.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Love the old scrub hub.
Nice.
It's all they sell.
What is the point of marching to let everyone know you're racist, but you don't really want to be seen, so we're going to mask up?
You're asking me to find logic and an explanation in hatred of other people just because of who they worship, what they look like, what color their skin is. I can't do it. I've never been able to figure it out. It's annoying. It's sad. It was a beautiful week. Well, it wasn't beautiful. It was raining all weekend, but it was an otherwise nice weekend. And here's what I've never understood is how can you get so enveloped into your own hate that you would take time out of your busy schedule to pack yourself into the back of a U-Haul
right.
with your goofy flags and your masks and your hate, and then wait for the U-Haul to stop and somebody to open the back door. You guys are almost about to die from carbon dioxide poisoning, and you get out and you just start walking around to show people. I mean, do you think you're changing minds?
The same way that you get sucked into putting a convicted felon into a dog crate or turning off the water so that they can leave.
Slow drip on the internet.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Making you feel wanted and welcome and loved.
Okay.
And so I'm surrounding myself with people who share my already preconceived beliefs, and we're just going to go walk around, and I'm going to get into the back of a U-Haul with them where there's no light.
Great.
And, well, it's probably and no not oxygen.
I think you might be wrong there. It's not a preconceived belief. They were lonely.
Wanted
this
to fit
group
in somewhere.
Filled the gap of loneliness.
No, right.
And then they said, well, you know, the real problem is not the fact that you're lonely or anything that you did in your life. It's what this particular group of people did to you, even though they probably never did anything to you directly.
From the Kansas City Star, Kansas City doesn't have an anti-mask law, but maybe it should consider an ordinance that would discourage white nationalists from ever coming here again. After watching online video footage of the neo-fascist group marching through the streets downtown over the weekend, something has to be done. They may be gone now, but unless the mayor and the council act, nothing will prevent them from coming back. How do you ban a group from coming into town?
That's a good one. I mean, you don't want them in town, but I don't know that there's a legal way to ban them from being in town. They do have rights, whether you like it or not.
In a
the
statement,
First Amendment is-
the Missouri chapter of the NAACP condemned what the organization did, describing them as an unannounced invasion of the National World War I Memorial. The act was, quote, a calculated show of force meant to intimidate.
Oh, sure.
According to the Kansas City Police Department, department officials were unaware that the white supremacists were planning an hour-long protest march here. Thankfully, no one was injured. No arrests were made. Sure, they write even bigots have a right to assemble.
Yep.
The mayor said as much on Twitter, but that does not preclude the mayor and the city council from addressing this sort of grotesque behavior.
Well, you can address it by condemning it, by putting a post out on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. But this is going to come out weird, but not wrong. I'm thankful that I live in a country where people that I vehemently disagree with and dislike are allowed to exercise their First Amendment rights. Even if I find those thoughts, those beliefs to be abhorrent, wrong, evil, whatever, thank God we live in that country.
There's no need to have a right to free speech if the speech you're saying everyone agrees with.
Okay, but at least 18 That's states right. and D.C. have enacted anti-masking laws. They are Alabama, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Virginia.
I didn't hear Kansas or Missouri.
Missouri and Kansas are not yet among those states.
Try walking into a certain set of establishments in this city with a mask or a hood on, and you will be told to leave promptly.
There are exceptions for health, safety, and religious purposes.
But we could all argue that I need the mask for my health. And that's why I'm wearing
not 100 white supremacists marching unannounced at the World War One museum. What, do you all have tuberculosis?
Yes, they were back in the back of the truck together.
Yeah, right. Lord. It spread quickly. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.